The competition watchdog has outlined how it hopes to unravel the mystery of volatile petrol prices and uncover why it's cheaper to fill up in the city than in regional Australia. The ACCC is under pressure to come up with answers after a recent directive from the Small Business Minister, Bruce Bilson, who wants to know why people in the bush are paying an additional 17 cents per litre despite a dramatic fall in the price of crude oil. The ACCC Chairman, Rod Sims, is speaking with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Well, firstly, Peter, I think it's important to note that we've had a nearly 40 cent reduction in city petrol prices, and that's great news for consumers. The concern we've got right now is that in rural areas, they're not seeing the full extent of that pass through, and that's a problem.
You're releasing your first quarterly report on this next month, so there's not that much time, but do you have any evidence yet to suggest that retailers are gouging prices or even breaking the law with anti-competitive behaviour?
We haven't been able to find the sort of evidence you need to put in front of a court. So now what we're more likely to find is evidence of people making a lot of profit. We can shine a light on that. We can bring greater transparency, and that will have a lot of benefits. I think it could embarrass some people to lower prices. Just the consumers being more empowered with more information about what the profit margins are will, I think, drive change in behaviour.
And, for example, the global benchmark for oil, West Texas Intermediate, has been falling steadily for 6 months. Back in July, the price differential between capital cities and the regions was around 5.7 cents per litre. But in December, that had tripled to 17.6 cents. Cents a litre. So on the face of it, can't you say that petrol chains appear to be pocketing more than consumers?
Oh, I think you can, Peter. Some of these towns we've identified today are of such a size that you'd have to wonder whether the service stations in those towns have a lower turnover than in the cities. But the point is, it does look as if that these markets aren't operating as competitively as they should because these price reductions haven't been coming through as fast as they should.
And you say that every extra cent per litre costs Australian consumers close to $200 million per year. Are consumers right to suspect they might be being gouged?
I think at the moment you'd have to say the presumption is that there's a bit of gouging going on in the sense that the price falls internationally aren't being properly passed on into the marketplace. We need to get more evidence on that, but that's how it looks at first glance.
But how are you going to get the right sort of information given that petrol prices aren't regulated in Australia? Can you make retailers and the big petrol companies hand over the information that you need, given that they might see this as being very sensitive to their money-making operations?
Yes, under the new direction we've got from Minister Bruce Bilson, activates compulsory information gathering powers. We have a legal right and companies must supply us with that information at every level of the fuel chain in those particularly targeted markets.
So far, the ACCC has not been able to find cartel or anti-competitive activity that breaks the law, but you're saying you might be able to find behaviour that sits within the law but that the community might find inappropriate. Is that what you're relying on?
Correct, we are. But also, Peter, I think it's important to understand once you shine that light with the full information, as I say, you can drive a whole lot of behaviour. At one level, people might be sufficiently embarrassed to lower prices, and we've seen evidence of that when someone in a local community jumps up about their petrol prices, all of a sudden they do go down. Secondly, as I say, you might have one of the competitors saying, well, I'll make a good person of myself, I'll get up and lower prices, and that will have a flow-on effect.
The chairman of the ACCC, Rod Sims, with our business editor, Peter Ryan.